Coach, how do you explain that to GMF? Three straight wins on the road. What are your thoughts on it?
Explain it. We were facing a top team in the league in goals for. We had to be perfect defensively. We weren't. What we're good at is the way we break out and the way we forecheck. And when we're off, it doesn't help our cause. And today, I saw a team that felt pretty good about themselves before the game, but we didn't carry those emotions on the ice. Probably felt a bit too confident. Confidence is a good thing if you manage it properly, controlling the emotions, dealing with success. We had some success recently. We're a pretty good hockey team. We just didn't show it today. But we had some success, and to deal with that kind of success, it takes some maturity, and it's a learning curve. And I felt that we didn't deal properly with our recent success. There's a reason why you win games, and there's a reason why you lose games. Losing 2-1 or 6-1, it's still a loss. And obviously, we're not happy with that game, and we got to fix a few things. That's for sure. But the foundation of that team is the teamwork and too many individual mistakes tonight that cost us some games. So we have to regroup. We have less than 24 hours now to regroup and get ready for tomorrow.
The first minute of that second period obviously was a bit of a killer with the two quick goals like that. That seemingly just come out of the blue. I mean, the first period, maybe not your greatest, but nothing sort of screamed that was going to happen to start the second.
Yeah, well, you could tell that we were off. Like, our passing was not sharp. We were not connecting on the ice today. And it's not one or two guys. It's the whole team. So when that happens, you put the videotape in the garbage and you move forward. And that's basically what you have to do, because it's not a trend of our team. We've been a hard-working team. And tonight, I don't think it was a lack of preparation. It was a lack of dealing with some emotions of being successful. Second period, we start the period. Cormier breaks a stick. They come back. One guy is trying to fix the broken stick by being out of position. Then the second guy gets out of position. The first thing you know, the puck is in the back of your net. So, again, that's maturity. That's learning the process, learning to deal with things that happens on the ice, and doing it right. And then they scored right away. So that's a momentum killer. And then we scored a goal, and then the referee blew the whistle quick, and it happens. Not blaming the referee, but that might be a momentum switch. Score a goal, but it's half a second too late. At the end of the period, that might be a momentum switch. So, that's a hockey game. That's what happens, and we have to regroup pretty quick because we're going to face the same team tomorrow.
The match penalty to Brennan. We didn't see a replay up in the press box, so it was hard to really gauge. Was that? Do you see it as a bad hit, or was it more of a bad result from a hit?
I look at it again. I just watched it two times, but it's something you have to look at it a bit more. But from what I've seen so far, is two guys going for a puck. There's a loose puck in neutral zone, and Kitch knows he's going to get hit, and he protected himself. So the result is the result. It's a 5-minute. I'm not going to argue with that call. But it seems like it was just that two guys going after a puck, and Kitchener was trying to protect himself.
When you already have a good foundation in place, does it make it easier to write this game off and move forward?
I don't know if it's easier, because now it puts some pressure on us as far as we want to make sure we don't repeat the same mistakes. But that foundation, it's there, and you're trying to build that kind of foundation when you face that kind of adversity, so you go back to what you do well and what you do good and simplify your game. We scored a few goals in the last road trip, by making good offensive plays and connecting pass tape to tape and driving the net and doing stuff like that. And tonight it wasn't there. So you have to go back to something. And that's something for us, it's hard work and keeping the game simple and then gain that confidence back after a while. But it's to us, it's going back to what you said is what we do well, and it's hard work.
In this league, managing confidence is such a big thing, but usually it's players trying to build their confidence. When you have a case where maybe there was a little overconfidence, is that another job for a coach in this league?
Yeah, for sure. It's you learn the game, and at that level, you know, hockey in many ways will humble you pretty quick.
Yeah.
And tonight, that was a solid uppercut, and that's part of the process, and it happens in the season, and you have to learn how to deal with it. Learn to deal with failures is one thing, and that's what we have to do right now, but when we're going to have some success again, we have to remember what happened tonight. It's staying... we all say staying even keeled. That's true, but at the same time, you don't. It's not true. You're high, you're low. You have to manage those emotions and knowing where you stand and what's going on, and make sure you prepare properly, dealing with the failure or the success. And tonight was a failure, and we have to deal with it the right way.